to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work.
Hey friends, happy Thursday and welcome back to another episode of the Embodied Podcast. If you are loving what you're hearing on the show, go ahead and go over to iTunes and drop a 5-star rating or a written review. Let me know what you're loving about the show, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, and any other feedback, because that type of that feedback helps me continually organically grow the show. And so that is a beautiful thing. So today I wanted to do a podcast because on my Instagram, I put a post out today about willpower. And in my stories, I asked if you guys wanted to hear more about that and in what type of form you would want to hear more about that. And the podcast got the most votes. So here we are doing a podcast on willpower. So for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the post on my Instagram said, using willpower at the cost of all of the other aspects of your personality is a setup for suffering. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about that. So a lot of this starts based on our extroverted structure of culture, where personal will and striving and determination and motivation at all costs is celebrated. And I see so many of the women that I work with, actually the men and the women that I work with, bump up against their limitations of their willpower when they start to do emotional work and unconscious work. And that's, I'll talk a little bit about that later, but really that's because the unconscious doesn't respond well to power and force. So there is a cost for us using willpower without acknowledging the needs of the inner world and the needs that are trying to be communicated to us through the shadow. So what happens is I used the image of, think about running against a resistance band. So you have two people, one person's holding the resistance band, the other person's running against the resistance band. So you can think about willpower of the person that's running against the resistance band against the anchor. And so willpower is going in one direction, but the unconscious and your shadows are holding it back. Because what happens is if we don't attend to our inner world, that typically starts, we start to feel tension between our outer world and our mask that we're wearing for the outer world and our inner world. And so we start to feel split. We start to question who we are. We no longer feel like ourselves. And we don't really feel at home in our skin because we're starting to get these pangs of emotion that feel intense. And honestly, it starts to get very exhausting after a while because you realize that you're running so hard in one direction, but there's something else that is pulling you back to the truth of your wholeness. And so oftentimes we, because our society is set up in a way that is like suppress and achieve at all costs, we have a lot of people carrying a lot of shame for their own darkness. And so as children with a lot of unprocessed shame, we implicitly learned that what we could do as children was to use our willpower to be validated from the external. And what happens is when we start to try to live and cope in the ways that we did as a child, that becomes outdated. And that's when we start to confront the edges of our truth. So we convince ourselves, like, if I just power through this, it'll be fine. If I just wait this out, it'll be fine. But the thing is that willpower will only get you so far, because if you cannot confront, accept, integrate, and be with those shadow aspects of your personality, your willpower will be the thing that is the thing that just gnaws at your soul and lets you know that you need a different approach. And so in my group call for coming home to body the other night, I was giving a lecture on perfectionism. And in that lecture, I talked about how much pressure we get from the outside to just continually demand more of ourselves for excellence, to overcome, to strive, to achieve. And what happens is that when we do that at the cost of our truth, our efforts continually feel like they're never good enough. They're never complete enough. They're never secure enough. And we just continually pour more and more of ourselves in effort to achieve these impossible standards that we can't attain. And what happens is that when we continually look on the outside for our validation, we place a judge onto culture. And because culture is the one, it's the one that's like, we think that's where the shoulds are coming from, right? We should do this and we should do that. I think it's culture and family of origin stuff. And it's kind of like a soupy mess of where those shoulds come from. But if we had a very judgmental or criticizing environment in our family home, oftentimes we project that same type of criticism and judge onto culture, and now we're constantly under this judge of shoulds. We should be this, we should be that. And then an effort, because we pleased our parents with our willpower, with, so for me, I used performance. And I could will my way into any type of athletic event. And through that, I got validated and I felt loved and I felt appreciated. And so I continually did that in this outer world where I did it in academia. I willed my way through a doctoral degree, even though it didn't feel right to me. I just willed my way through it. And what happens is because we're constantly at this victim of the external judge. Right? And so what happens when that is unconsciously taking place, we start to internalize it. And now we start to become a very harsh judge on ourselves. And we have a very judgmental way of being with our behaviors. And we have an inner critic and we have an inner tyrant that is demanding more and more and more and more out of us. And what this is this is a shadow issue. For individuals who are struggling with this, this is because it is so intolerable to face and accept the parts of ourselves that are weak and are vulnerable. And we have to confront our own limitations and our own humanity and realize that we are not superhuman. That we do have limitations and we can't will our way through every single thing that we are presented to in life. And oftentimes, the universe is so intelligent that it'll take things away from us that we are trying to will ourselves through to teach us that perhaps there's a different way of being that incorporates more of our wholeness in that. And so if we just, through inhuman efforts, strive to eliminate and run away from all of our unacceptable parts, that can come at the cost of your soul, and it can bring immense pain. And for our culture, of a lot of people are struggling with this, and that is why we have an addicted culture. Is because addictions are a way of self-medicating this pain and this emptiness that come from that splitting of the willpower and the unconscious. And so we've set up these very rigid frameworks for ourselves And we think that that's a way that we can control and strive our way to the top. But actually, in most of those individuals, there is an unconscious that is out of control. It's doing all of these things to try to get your attention through dreams, through somatic symptoms. And so that's why I believe that willpower will only last so long. Because when it is maintained at the cost of everything else in the personality, then you feel that emptiness start to be exposed. And that's a very, very raw experience. In my lecture the other night, I used a quote by Marianne Woodman. She said, "Compulsions narrow life down until there is no living. Existence, perhaps, but no living." And so we have to realize that when we are trying to get ourselves out of the own prison that we've created for ourselves, it's not going to be through effort of greater will. That can drain our soul. We have to start to get in contact with those living images that exist within the unconscious through dreams, through shadow work, through active dialoguing. And what we need to do really is we have to promote more presence in our lives, more attention to the present moment of what's coming forward. Because in the present moment, there is no trauma. Trauma amplifies our past and it brings it forward and it inhibits us from being able to experience any form of presence. So we are incapacitated from being in the present moment. And what we have to realize is it's not the actual trauma that is the problem, what happened. It's the impact that it had on you and how that impact is coming forward into the present moment. And if we are trying to run away from that, what we do is we build up guilt and shame and self-hatred and inadequacy in ourselves. And based on our current culture where perfection is the goal and it's the standard, but it leaves our imperfect humanity feeling very powerless and very afraid and very anxious. And again, coming back to that external judge that has become internalized. And so what we have to start to do is we have to start to get in the present moment and get more creative with the ways in which we are approaching that inner world. Because when we are striving for this external perfection via willpower, our creativity dies. And we have to be creative to be able to heal ourselves. And so the example I used in my course the other night was thinking about all of your shadows and the unconscious material, your unpleasant emotions. It's like going to a pottery class and you are given this hunk of clay. And when you get the hunk of clay, you're like, oh, well, that doesn't look like anything but a hunk of clay. And that's exactly what happens when we're presented with material from the unconscious, our shadows. We are presented with this kind of material that doesn't really mean much to us, but it is only through the careful attention and shaping and creativity that we can transform that material into something beautiful and something that we can truly take along with us on our journey. But if we are striving for perfection, that takes away our creative aspects and we can't attend well to the material that we've been given. And so it really takes a different orientation. It takes a different perspective. And circling back to what I was saying, that the unconscious doesn't respond well to force and to power. The unconscious, I like to think of the unconscious and shadows and complexes and dreams, it's like a dance. And no one taught us the steps to these dances. And so we have to have nuance and we have to have flexibility and we have to tend to it and give it attention. But the biggest thing is we have to try to relate to it. we can't say that it's other. We can't say it's outside of ourselves because it is within ourselves. And so it is only through the acceptance that we can come to terms with the relationship that we're building. And it is through the dancing. It is through the dancing, you find out your own weaknesses and your own inadequacies, and it gives you this sense of like, oh my gosh, it almost makes you, even though you're confronting all of these parts of yourself, the psyche is dying to be seen. And what you giving attention to that inner world does is it fills you with life from the inside out. And although you realize your imperfection in this human existence, you start to feel connected to not only yourself, but the world at large. And right now in our collective consciousness, that is so, 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 so needed. So I hope you guys enjoyed this a little bit more elaborate explanation of that post on Instagram. If you are a lady out there who is struggling with bumping up against the edges of willpower, if you've willed yourself to achievement and you start to ask the questions like, who am I? I feel really isolated. I don't even know what I'm doing here, why I'm here. All of these very hard questions that we never used to think of before, but now we're starting to bump into our edges, start to arise. If that is you and you have struggled from running away from your own internal experiences, Born to Heal would be perfect for you. Born to Heal is my 12-week group program, and it helps women through unconscious material such as shadow work, dream work, active imagination, inner child work. And what we do is, just like I used in the metaphor with the clay, we're shaping, we're tending, we are alchemizing something very beautiful that you can take with you the rest of your life. And so if you are interested in that process, applications are now open for the cohort that begins on May 3rd. And you can go to the link in the show notes to put in your application for that. Or if you want to shoot me a DM on Instagram at Dr. Danielle McGinnis, I would be happy to chat with you through there as well. So if you guys have any questions, you can also hit me up on Instagram. So that being said, we will chat on Sunday. Bye, guys. Thank you.